The Patreon-only chat is now just for everyone in this stream, but the Patreon-only chat that I'll clip into trimmings is now. Take a pause. Take a pause and sip your drink.
Ceramic Pig always assumed it was KB singing the song.
Oh, I was going to say he can't sing, but he does have a lovely voice, but he's not trained or anything.
I remember it took me like over a year to realise it was Paul at the waterhole, not Or at the waterhole.
I think I went a year or two before I figured out which one it was too.
I was today years old.
It's time to Neighbours, Jen. CJ, Kate and Vaya. Although that's the demo. We worked together, Dan and I worked together on The Chase. UK would have The Chase, UK. We made an Australian version. And Dan
it's
and I
were much beloved by my parents.
Dan and I worked on The Chase early in the first few seasons, and I was seeing him every single day, and I'm like, I'm going to start a podcast. Oh, can you write the theme song? And he was like, yeah, happily, and he banged it out. I'm like, sent it to me rough, and I was like, this is beautiful. He goes, I'll do it properly. I'll get in the studio. I'm like, no, this is great. I want to do the podcast now. I'm using it. And then we stopped working on The Chase. We went on to other shows. And so we didn't see each other every day. So I was never around him to go, oh, let's go into your friend's studio and record the real song. So this has just been the song for 7 years, 6 years, whatever it was.
It's got a real vibe to it.
Vibe. So I was just messaging him today asking about Coin Laundry, and I think I want to make him do an outro too so I can stop fleecing the music industry. But anyway, that's one day we're going to make a nicer version of that song.
I got a text this week from a friend of mine who I don't normally chat Neighbours with, asking Kate, what channel is Neighbours on? Which is sadly common for Australians. And I'm like, 11 Peach. And she goes, my mum is asking because my cousin of a cousin, Montana Cox, is going to be on and they are in a tiz. And I said, because that name, every time I see her name, I'm like, she's famous from something, just like Bonnie Anderson was. And I said, is she famous from a reality show? And she goes, she's a model.
Yeah, Australia's Next Top Model. I saw her not on her season, she won her season, but I was watching a future season and they brought her back as a guest to give all the young models advice. And she walked on set and everyone's like, oh my God, it's Montana Cox, oh my God. And I'm like, who? And then, yeah.
I think she's like one of the very successful, I don't know if very successful is the right way to say it, but for the Australia's Next Top Model franchise. Anyway, I did, and I watched that show religiously, of course, when it was on, but I did not recognise her at all on the show.
Alice Bordeaux is one of the ones I knew made it big.
She did.
A couple of others. But so, yes.
And she is playing. Oh, hang on.
I know what she's playing. Brittany Barnes.
Brittany, like Britney Spears, Brittany too.
Same spelling, which makes me think, was she named after Brittany? Is that how
you're going to have to use a sting when we talk about her in the pod.
Oh, which one?
Brittany, bitch.
Yeah. Love that. But I love a new sting when it's born.
They've raised the question because we've known other Barnes in the show before. Oliver Barnes, Rebecca's son.
Shit, yeah.
And she does look a little bit Rebecca-esque. Wouldn't it be great if we found out that Rebecca had another secret child?
With Paul.
Shit. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Does the maths work out on that one?
Do you know that I, for a year of my life, was called Vaya Pashos Barnes? My stepdad, previous stepdad, had the surname Barnes. And for a while, my folks were like, do you want to change your name? And I was like 8 or 9 or something. I'm like, whatever, do whatever. So they called me Vaya Pashos Barnes. And I had one of those, you know, you can custom make books for kids that have their name in them. I've got a book about fairies that it's got my name in there, but it's got the full name because they just ticked that in every box. So it's like, hello, Vaya Pashos Barnes. I'm a fairy. And it's every page has that full name on it. It's really weird. I'll try and find it.
How'd your dad feel about that?
He was pissed.
Oh, my God. That would shit me. Someone else changing my child's name.
Not happy with that. There were words had. I did not hear those words. But I was Vaya Pashos very swiftly after that information got out.
Hopefully he got Tyco on the case with that one.
Yeah, very short-lived. I don't think it was legally. There was no documentation. It was just on like school, a few school certificates and a book about fairies. But yeah, it was very short-lived. And I've always hated, and my current partner's last name is Barker. And I always just thought my Greek last name sounded really weird with a really Anglo last name. So I would never hyphenate like Pashos Barker. Ugh, it sounds weird. So it's just, anyway, Brittany Barnes. And my ex-step grandma was Betty Barnes. So I love an alliterative BB Barnes name.
One of the singing teachers at school was Ophelia Barnes.
Raunch. Like,
she'd always wear a really slinky dress to speech night and she'd be up conducting. And yeah, you could almost Ophelia her Barnes.
So she's in the back of Harold's. Trying to use Ned's Wi-Fi, and
she looks like Jessie. That's my take off it.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I was like, is it Jessie with a wig? Because that would have been perfect. Like,
I'm in Sydney, guys. I'm at the next table at Harold's.
I assume that it's baby Isla's mum.
It's got to be. Viola's mum.
Yeah.
Fake Isla's mum. She's in the background and Darren are with the baby at the cafe and she's there only to cheer up the sad sacks that come in having a bad day. And Harlow's like, ugh, I'm having the worst day. I'm like, no, you're fine. And also because she's going to tell, we didn't say in the main part, but whatever, she's going to tell Granddad about the shitty discount that everyone's giving.
Oh, of course she is because she's just so unlikable now. I want Hendrix to drop some truth bombs on her and say, remember how when I started at Lassiter's, I was too good to do all the shit-kicking jobs and now apparently you are too after, you know, 9 months?
Mm. Yeah.
They need to put her on like the, you know, the paper, like you said, the paper straw project. Put her back on that and just.
Yeah.
Just do that. Anyway. So the thing is that she's in the cafe, Montana, and you can tell that the way they've crossed it is that you can't be sure if she's there to look at the boys and the baby or Harlow because she's there. She pops up when Harlow's there too.
But so, do you notice what they said a lot in the conversation? They said Isla's name a lot. So Chloe was like, look at little Isla. She's so cute. Okay, got to go to work. Bye, Isla. Bye, little Isla. They kept saying it. So, and every time they said it, they'd cut to Montana.
Mm. So, yeah, I assume it's her mother. And that leads me down the garden path of thinking that she gave the baby with consent.
Yeah, and now she just wants to check things out. Although both she and Nicolette, where did they put their baby bumps? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
I had the other amazing theory that caught my eye was, what was it? It was that the theory that Nicolette and Maya were secretly a couple and they were having a baby. Maya was having Nicolette's baby. And it was all concocted so that Nicolette could fleece Darren of their money. I don't know. Something. The fact that Nicolette's in on it just to get $1 million from the beginning.
And Jane points out that the baby doesn't have Nicolette's nose this week.
Babies don't really have noses. You know, yeah, like recognisable adult noses. They've got like little cute little button.
True. Yeah. Well, Chloe mentions that Nicolette has a button and this baby apparently doesn't.
No button. The other thing that we notice is she smiled and I think it's too early for a baby to smile.
It's past wind.
No, but the first few times she did it, they said, oh, it's just wind. And then the final time when Montana was in the background, they all looked at her and went, oh, it's not wind, it's a real smile.
Oh, the poor thing. It could just be gas.
No, the poor thing's just a baby of trauma trying to entertain people so they don't just throw her to a new adult.
Or she's a three-month-old baby gigantor.
Well, get both of those things, trauma and 3 months old.
That's all we have to say, I think, on that. Georgie adds in the comments, is Leo coming back or is he just keeping the credits warm for Nicolette's return?
I have to say this. Jen's pointed out that she's probably still traumatized by the time on the plane with Paul.
baby. Oh, there's some fun chats in the council about Paul coming back from Canberra with the baby and how did he even get the baby through security with no one looking at a 60-year-old man with just a random 5-day-old not having any questions.
Yeah, which he never learnt what time they feed and what any information that about the baby.
Would have been screaming.
Yeah, and just Paul trying to do a swaddle in the middle of an airplane seat.
The baby finding out.
Bye, Patreon. I'm going to press stop.